My name is Kelsey, and I'm here today at the Springfield Public Library looking for some good books. Check It In, Check It Out is a radio show for kids all about the Elgin County Library. I hope you enjoy the show.
I'm going down to the library, picking out a book, check it in, check it out. Gonna say hi to the dictionary, picking out a book, check it in, check it out.
Thanks to Kelsey for that fine introduction. I'm Julie Berry, your host here at Check It In, Check It Out, coming to you from 105.9 DeBrigg in Aylmer, Ontario. Spring is coming, and it's coming with a flourish to the Elgin County Public Library. Check It In, Check It Out this week is celebrating that most glorious season, the season that everybody welcomes with open arms, not to mention rubber boots, raincoats, and umbrellas. Oh yes, there are flowers and birds and buzzing bees in the spring, but don't forget the mud. Yes, the mud. Last week, I visited Jennifer Leek's grade 4 and 5 classroom at a very special school that is located just outside of Aylmer, Ontario. Known to local residents as
Summers Corners Public School.
Summers Corners Public School.
Summers Corners Public School.
These kids have a lot to say about mud. Here's a poem the whole class worked on.
Spring will be pretty by Dave Crawley. Spring will be pretty, just give it a week. When flowers are blooming down by the creek, bees will be buzzing as trees start to bud. But for the moment, I'm covered with mud, 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 mud. Snow has been melting since winter is through, replacing the whiteness with puddles of goo. And into the ooze. Next thing I knew, I stepped out of my shoes. Mud on my ankles and mud on my clothes. I stumbled face first and got mud up my nose. Spring will be pretty, but I must confess. Mess.
Now, put water and very dirty socks together, and you are going to get something that is not pretty. Here are Heather, Leah, and Lauren with their poem, Dirty Socks, by Bruce Lansky.
My socks were very dirty, so I washed them in the lake. It wasn't long before I knew I made a big mistake.
The water changed from clear to mud, the fumes began to rise, and soon a cloud of air pollution covered up the skies.
When bullfrogs started croaking and ducks began to quack, some campers started chanting, "We want our clean lake back."
We've got a pile of dirty socks, I'm in an awful bind. I guess I'll have to bury them, I hope the worms don't mind.
Well, worms are okay with dirt, I know, but dirty socks? I'm not so sure about that. Alex, Grace, and Jared have something to say about mud.
Poem to mud. Poem to mud. Poem to ooze. Patted in pies or coating your shoes. Poem to sluice. Poem to crud. Fed by a leak or spread by a flood. Wherever, whenever, whyever it goes, stirred by your finger or strayed by your toes.
Stirred by your finger or strayed by your toes.
There's nothing sloppier, slipperier, floppier.
There's nothing sloppier, slipperier, floppier.
There's nothing slickier, stickier, thickier.
There's nothing slickier, stickier, thickier.
There's nothing quickier to make grown-ups sickier.
There's nothing quickier to make grown-ups sickier.
Trulier, coolier than wonderful mud.
Trulier, coolier than wonderful mud.
Wonderful mud. Wonderful mud. Wonderful mud.
Thank you for those slippery, goopy, oozy poems about mud. We'll hear more from this talented bunch of kids at the end of the show. Right now, though, it's time for our story. Tonight's story is about a family who lived long, long ago, before cars, before stores, before electricity or running water. Imagine that. Find a nice, warm, dry place to listen to The Mud Family by Betsy James. No rain falls. In the canyon where we built our house, the stream dries up into pools. The pools dry up into mud. A dragonfly darts overhead. Soon, there will be no way to water the corn. At our house, nobody laughs. They used to, but now the sky is hot and blue. The rain will not fall. My family is worried all the time. It makes them cross. Sosie, they scold me, don't tease your sister. Don't touch your father's loom. Sosie, if you spill that, there's no more. I spilled it, the whole bowlful, and I was hungry. I don't want to live in that house anymore. I go to the pool, and it is smaller every day. The dragonfly dances. With wet red mud from the bank, I make a new house and a new family. Father, mother, grandmother, two uncles, and a girl bigger than any of them. No baby sister. The hot sun dries them. I make the mud father say to his mud girl, "You are my lark, my lizard. I will weave robes for you and never scold. I will live in my house forever." Rain does not fall. The corn droops. At night, my worried father says, "Bring out the drum. We'll dance to ask for rain." "I'll dance," I say. "You are too little to dance," my uncle says. "Go play with your mud dolls." In the dark, I run down to my mud family. I hear the drum for the rain dance, and I make the mud mother say to her mud girl, "You are my rabbit, my antelope. When you dance, the corn grows." Nobody knows where I am. When my real mother calls me, I do not answer for a very long time. Rain does not fall. The pool dries up. There is no water, not even in the jars. The corn is dying. My father digs a hole where the pool was, but the water that rises in it is cloudy and stinking, red with clay. I play with my mud house. I make the mud grandmother say to her mud girl, "You are my swallow, my little frog, and nobody but you can come under my feather cloak." Dragonfly is gone. My father says, "Tomorrow we'll be gone like the dragonfly. We'll leave this house and find a place near water, a place where corn will grow." "No," I shout, "I won't go. I'll never leave my mud house, my mud girl. I'll stay," I tell them. My mother packs our baskets and our bowls. Her face is tired and sad. "Sosie, tomorrow you'll come with us. We are your family." In my head, I say, "You are not." My father rolls up his loom. My grandmother cries, wrapped in her cloak. Next morning, I wake early. Everyone is asleep. The sky is full of fading stars. I see our traveling bundles packed and ready. I walk down to the dry pool, to my mud house. "You dance for rain," I whisper to my mud girl. Under the pale sky, she dances. "Rain, rain," I say. I drum with my feet on the dry dirt. "Rain for my family," I sing. The stars have vanished. The dawn sun is hidden in a cloak of clouds. Wind rises, bending the grass. The dry corn rustles. One raindrop falls, then another, and suddenly it is raining, raining straight down out of the morning sky. The air is sweet with wet stone. My father, my mother, my two uncles wake up and stare. Laughing and crying, they shout, "Rain! Rain!" My grandmother wraps my sister in her cloak and shows her how to touch the water falling from the sky. I kiss my mud family. I put them inside their house. Thank you, I say. Now we can all stay. The rain falls hard. A thread of water fills the stream and spills into the pool. Up in the canyon, I hear a sound like rushing thunder, louder than the rain. My father calls, "Sosie, quick, jump to me." "But my family," I cry, and I run to my mud house. My father sees me. "Sosie," he shouts. A red wall of water taller than I am is rolling down the canyon, frothing and boiling, tumbling logs and leaves. Too late. It is gone, pouring away down the canyon as my father snatches me and jumps up the bank, holding me high. The new red river tumbles by, twisting like a snake's back. I cry, "My family is drowned." My father holds me close. "We are your family," he says. The other one is free again. It is wet mud for growing corn, wet mud to make new dolls and to build houses. "She brought the rain," I say, "my mud girl." "You are my mud girl," my father says. "You are my dove, my dragonfly. You are Sosie, who brings rain to my heart. Come." We paddle our hands in the red mud at the roots of the corn plants. The stream flows, the rain falls. On the walls of stone behind our house, we lay our handprints. Father, mother, grandmother, two uncles, me, and even my baby sister. We can stay. The corn is growing. We are family. Betsy James, the author of The Mud Family, got the idea for this book when she was hiking in Utah. She found an ancient ruin, and on the walls of the ruin, she came across a bunch of handprints, including some of a very small child. That hike led to the story that we just read. Now, Christopher Kelsey and Darianne have a poem about being in a muddy puddle.
I'm in a muddy puddle.
I'm in a muddy puddle and attempting to escape. But the puddle won't permit me. I'm in a catastrophic shape.
If I'd watched where I was going, I wouldn't be in distress. But I didn't pay attention, so I'm in a muddy mess.
The harder that I struggle here, the more I seem to sink. I cannot extricate myself and don't know what to think.
My only hope is calling out. I'll yell and yell and yell. Perhaps I'll soon be rescued. But if I'm not, farewell.
Uh-oh, that does not sound good. Many thanks to all the great kids in Jennifer Leake's grade 4-5 class at Summers Corners Public School. And here's a little something to tickle your funny bone. What do you call a frog who's stuck in the mud? Unhoppy! And that is that for our show tonight.
You have been listening to Check It In, Check It Out, coming to you from 105.9 Radio, DeBrayton, Ontario.
Thanks for listening today. You can listen to Check It In, Check It Out on Mondays and Wednesdays at 5 p.m.
Guten Tag and welcome to Check It In, Check It Out, a radio program for Kenya by the Elgin County Library. Ich hab jahan dit Programm geglecht. Ich bin Mary Ham und ich schaffe bei der Elmer Library. Wir haben eine Library in Straffordville, Springfield und Port Burwell. Und ihr könnt krank die, was ihr wollt, fahren. Die sind alle neu auf. Die Öffnerstunden sind an der Library deren zu sein. Ihr könnt auch fahren, denn das Fahnummer ist 519-631-1560, Extension 109, wenn ihr noch mehr Informationen fehlt. Bitte kommt nan und seid, was wir haben in unseren Libraries zum Jünt und Jüne Familie mithalten.
Out the door we danced and sang, the whole library rang. Oh, I'm going down to the library, picking out a book, check it in, check it out. Gonna say hi to the dictionary, picking out a book, check it in, check it out. I'm going